From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams surveys the political scene in Iowa. But our lead today is Iraq, and we begin that story in Washington. The U.S. Administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, flew there overnight for talks at the White House about how to transfer power to Iraqis by the June 30th deadline set by the Bush administration. Mr. Bremer is under pressure from a leading Shiite cleric to revise the self-rule plan and hold direct elections. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Bremer has said there's no time for elections before the target date for a handover of power. He's been pushing his plan to hold regional caucuses to choose a national assembly by midsummer. But U.S. officials have had trouble explaining the plan to Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who refuses to meet Bremer and who's sticking by his demand for direct elections, which could benefit Shiites, believed to have a majority in Iraq. The current head of the Iraqi Governing Council warned it's a tough choice, either improve the current plan or scrap the whole thing and delay the return of Iraqi sovereignty, something the Bush administration is loath to do in a U.S. election year. Bremer meets President Bush this afternoon in Washington and on Monday plans to attend a meeting in New York that U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan is organizing. U.S. officials say Annan has been helpful in the dispute with Sistani, writing a letter to members of the Iraqi Governing Council saying he, too, doesn't think there's enough time for elections. The Bush administration would like to see the U.N. lend its credibility and back the U.S. transition plan. Annan has been reluctant to get too involved, given the lack of security in Iraq and the limited role the U.N. could play as long as Iraq is under U.S. occupation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.